What about talking about climbing a tree? You might say, I have often what that tree?
Climbed that tree.
Okay. We were talking a minute ago about kneeling down and squatting down, or anything. When a man kind of squats down on his heels and carves or something like that, do you call that hunkering down? Or?
Yeah, that's what I call it, hunkering
okay.
down.
And talking
Lord,
about...
Lord, I can't do that.
Well, I can't even kneel anymore.
I can't either. I can't kneel.
If I do get down, it hurts my knees. So
my
much.
Knees is that big. I can't kneel.
Well, what about
I said if anybody had to kneel to send up a prayer that I just was left out. No. Couldn't do it. But I don't think you have to get on your knees to pray.
No, I don't either. When talking about kneeling, you'd say yesterday she what?
Kneeled.
Okay. Talking about, would you hear people most likely say, I'm going to lay down or I'm going to lie down for a while?
Well, I believe that would be lie down.
Okay. Talking about dreaming, you'd say, well, last night I, what, all night
I dreamed all night long.
Okay.
I dreamed of cooking last night.
Oh, really? I think it was because we were talking about all that
cooking
and everything.
Yeah, I guess so. And my son's stepdaughters, I thought they was there and we was a cook. She's cooking pies.
Oh, I'll be. If you do that, you're doing what to the floor?
Stomping the floor.
Okay. And if you were going home and or riding down the road and you saw somebody that you knew that was walking and was headed home, you'd stop and say, may I what you home?
Drive you home.
Okay. Do you ever hear, well, what's the opposite of pushing?
Pulling.
Okay, and what's the opposite of pull? Be this.
Push.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In a football game or in tag or something like that, the place where you're safe, if you're playing tag or something, the place where you're safe if you're touching it is called what? Did you call it?
Home.
Okay. You might say, well, I didn't do that. I didn't do too well that time. Give me another
chance.
Okay. And if somebody feels real good and laughs a lot, you'd say, well, he certainly is in a good
mood.
Okay. If you write a letter, you expect a...
answer.
Okay. And what do you do when you write a letter? You put it in an envelope and you do what to the envelope?
You address it and stamp it.
Okay. And, let's see. What about the things that bloom in the springtime that you might pick and bring in the house? They're what?
Well,
petunias and pansies, all of these
the
are...
jonquils.
They're different. They're all what?
The flowers.
Okay. And a thing that a child plays with might be just called a what?
Toy.
Okay. And if you gave somebody a bracelet or a necklace or a hat or something and you wanted to see what they looked like wearing it, you say, well, go ahead and what?
Put it on.
Okay. And the opposite of something is what?
Nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, right. And the opposite of nothing is?
Something.
Okay. How would you ever say, use the term such, as in, it's such a nice day or something like that?
Yes, I've used that term.
Okay.
Such a nice day.
Okay.
Or it's a beautiful day.
And do you say he did something on purpose or he did it a purpose?
Well, let's see. He did it on purpose, I believe would be right, wouldn't it? Or I don't know.
Okay.